Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. Let's cue the Republican applause for the new Kelly regime. As our colleague Josh Dossie reports, Kelly's big push among senior White House staff is to stop putting bad information into the president's hands. And another one sure to appease many Republicans, the AP's Jonathan Lemire, reports that in one of his first acts, Kelly called Attorney General Jeff Sessions to reassure him that his job was safe despite recent criticisms from Trump. One thing Republicans are worried about is the growing narrative that John Kelly is going to change everything in the White House. Yes, he is certainly doing things more traditionally. He's reaching out to former chiefs of staff and Hill leaders like Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan. And he appears to have the president's lead. But that doesn't mean that Trump is going to change overnight. For now, Kelly is adhering to James Baker's advice via Peter Baker. The job is more about of the staff than chief. The New York Times' Peter Baker details Trump's support to cut legal immigration by half, which would cut down on the ability of American citizens and legal residents to bring family into the country. It would be the most far-reaching changes to the legal immigration system in decades. Baker notes that in throwing his support behind the bill is another long-odds priority for Trump's administration that is dealing with the failure of repealing and replacing Obamacare. Trump has also promised to overhaul the tax code and pass a massive infrastructure plan. NSA advisor H.R. McMaster pushed out another Flynn hire who earlier this year shared information with a Republican lawmaker investigating ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, Aliana Johnson, Holly Tusey, and Ali Watkins report. NBC News' Carol Lee and Courtney Cube report that there could be another shakeup in the Trump administration with regards to U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. The two report that Trump recently suggested firing the war's top military commander. President Donald Trump will hold a rally in Huntington, West Virginia today, the second time in as many weeks he has taken his message on the road. Trump also tweeted last night to set the record straight. At 9:29 p.m., he tweeted, "I love the White House, one of the most beautiful buildings, homes, I have ever seen, but fake news said I called it a dump. Totally untrue." We've got a few coming attractions this morning on Capitol Hill. Sungmin Kim and Rachel Bade report that Republicans are eyeing increasing the country's debt limit with the help of Democrats. And the AP is reporting that Senators Tom Tillis and Chris Coons plan to introduce a bipartisan bill to protect the special counsel's job. And while we hardly got to know Anthony Scaramucci in his short stint as White House communications director, BuzzFeed is out with a memo detailing his plans to professionalize the comms team. The big ask? Calling back all reporters before leaving at the end of the night. He also wanted to humanize Trump's image, focusing on how he's the best golfer to serve as president. And CNN is reporting that Scaramucci will hold an online event Friday where he will address the American people directly. Josh Dossie and Jen Habercorn have the latest on healthcare, reporting that the White House is not expected to immediately end subsidies, despite Trump wanting them to end. They report the administration has slowed a decision to hear from lawyers who are studying how the payments could be ended and what legal liabilities the administration could face if the payments stop. And Annie Carney scoops that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan have hired Democratic pollster Joel Benenson as a consultant. And in the juice, we've got a first in playbook with Will Allison heading back to the campaign trail to run the communications operation for Senator Jeff Flake. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.